This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, first name, Aretha, O-R-E-T-H-A, date of birth, October 15, 1934, date of evaluation, May 14, 2026, referring physician, Dr. Ma. The chief complaint, 91-year-old female with diabetes, hypertension, and hypercholesterolemia, noting dyspnea, period. The patient reports dyspnea, which occurs whenever she is overly active, period. The symptoms do not appear to occur with rest, period. She is able to walk around her cul-de-sac, but previously walked 2 miles per day, period. She has no irregular heartbeat. She has been having sinus problems / runny nose, but no exertional chest pain or discomfort. Past medical history includes diabetes, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number SVT, next number PAD, past surgical history, C-section times 3, next number cataracts, next number status post-fall in December. Her medications, acetaminophen 500 milligrams, 1 daily, ascorbic acid 500 milligrams, 1 daily, vitamin D3, 25 micrograms, 1 daily, famotidine 40 milligrams, 1 PRN, furosemide 20 milligrams, 1 daily, losartan 50 milligrams, 1 daily, metformin 500 milligrams, 1 daily, rosuvastatin 10 milligrams, 1 daily, timolol 0.5-1% ophthalmic solution daily. The allergies, penicillin and egg, family history, non-contributory, social history. She has distant history of smoking, but none in 53 years. She notes social alcohol use. Previously worked for as a telephone, correction, she worked for the telephone company, followed by Wells Fargo. She is now retired, period. Review of systems, constitutionals. She reports loss of balance when she walks, period. Musculoskeletal, she has joint pains. Review of systems otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 155/69, pulse 59, respiratory rate 16, height 65 inches, weight 155 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The extremities reveal 2+ edema on the right lower extremity and 1+ edema on the left lower extremity. Data review. ECG reveals sinus rhythm 53 beats per minute, non-specific T-wave flattening, otherwise unremarkable. The impression, 1, edema, unclear etiology, next number, history of hypertension, next number, SVT. Next number, bradycardia. Next number, diabetes. Next number, hypertension, uncontrolled. Next number, hypercholesterolemia. Plan, venous Doppler of the lower extremity bilaterally, rule out DVT. Prescriptions, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily, number 90, period. New line, follow-up 6 weeks. Dr. Arlington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.